Greg,
hello,
how you
everybody.
Doing
today? I'm doing pretty good, John.
Oh dear.
We'll try that again. Welcome to The Nerdless, episode 93. I'm John.
And Sean.
And today we have a guest joining us. His name is Greg. Greg, how you doing?
Good.
Good stuff. Greg, you suggested the list for us today, so go ahead and tell us what that is.
Okay, it's things that aren't movies that we really wish were movies. That can include comic books, franchises, yeah, TV shows, books. I think I already said books. Just anything along the lines that isn't a movie, but honestly probably should be.
Oh, sweet. That just pretty much sums me up. Excellent. I did okay.
You stayed on target this week, Sean.
I did. I have one that's going to be questionable, but I think once you hear it, it will be all understood.
Okay. Sean, what's your number 10? Oh, it should be a Hooters movie. I think that'd make a great one.
Oh, it would. It would. I would even cast that one.
There wouldn't even have to be a plot. It'd just be scantily clad, clothed women.
We could call it Baywatch too.
All right, Greg, we'll start us off with your number 10, and we'll get going.
Okay, my number 10 isn't really based off anything, to be honest. It's just there hasn't really been a good one, a really good one in a while, and that's a zombie movie. The last really good one that I liked was 28 Days Later. 28 Months Later was okay. But
it's 28 Weeks Later, actually.
What did I say?
28 Months Later. That's the one coming out next year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And yes, 28 Weeks Later. But The Walking Dead, the TV show, is pretty good, but if they were to make a movie out of that, I think it'd be great.
I agree. I can always go for more zombie media. Now, are you one of those that will argue that the infected movies and zombie movies are not the same thing?
Technically, they're not the same thing, but I don't really care. They both look the same. They both act the same. It's just different implications for either one, so as long as there's some awesome violence and some good special effects, I don't really care.
Smart man, I agree.
I'm with you. This kind of coincides with my number 5, but not really.
Spoiler alert.
Nice to know.
Yes, you'll have to wait.
You might need to remind us that when we get there.
I think I will. Hey, you know what? I do have to say that I thought that 28 Weeks Later was better than 28 Days Later. Just throwing it out there.
Well, 28 Weeks Later was almost dealing with everything after the apocalypse. Right. But 28 Days Later really followed like what someone would have to go through and what could possibly happen, which a lot of people don't understand, is that these movies aren't made so that, you know, it's not supposed to be what would happen in a movie. It's what a real person would do. So,
what about zombie strippers? That was awesome.
Did you watch that?
I watched part of it. It was horrible.
I was going to a soccer convention 4 years ago. No, yeah, 5 years ago. My first year teaching and coaching when I was assistant soccer coach. And it was in this theater where they'd show independent movies, and they had the poster for zombie strippers up there. I was like, wow, what is our world coming to?
Hey, what about the remake of Dawn of the Dead? I loved that.
That was good, but that was a while ago. That was 2004.
Oh, yeah, that was 2004. Yeah, that was a long time ago. But I still think it was one of the better ones that's came out in the last 20 years.
Yeah. Okay, you guys think Zombie Strippers was funny, but I saw this movie the other day. I only watched a little bit of it, and it was like Lesbian Vampires or something.
Wow.
And the whole movie is just about these amazingly hot chicks, like, eating each other.
You know, I think that could be entertaining.
Of course you do. Sean, what's your number 10?
All right. My number 10 is a cartoon that should be a movie. And you've all seen Garfield, the movie,
of
right?
Course.
Greatness. How can you have a Garfield movie and not have a Heathcliff movie? Except, you know how you have the voice of Garfield was Bill Murray? Who would the voice of Heathcliff be? It needs to be somebody that's angry and mean. Maybe like somebody with a Yankee accent, like a heavy Yankee accent.
Bill O'Reilly, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'm embarrassed to say I have no idea what that was, though. I don't recognize it.
Heathcliff?
Nope.
You're not missing out on much. I used to love it as a kid, but going back and rewatching, it's not that great. I really enjoyed the intro, though. The song, the intro song, is excellent.
Maybe the guy that was in Sopranos, like the main guy in Sopranos.
That would be funny.
He would be a good voice for Heathcliff.
He doesn't really have a gangster voice, though.
I know, but he's going to because he's tough.
Okay. Give me a pitch for this movie, Sean.
No, I got it. The voice that plays Carl in Aqua Teen. How about that for Heathcliff? Get out of my trash yard! Do it, John. Give us a line from Heathcliff with Carl as the voice.
I don't remember anything Heathcliff does that much. And he wasn't even the one that was in the junkyard. That was that other show that went along with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mongo and
Mongo and...
Weren't those guys... They always got whooped by Heathcliff, right?
Yeah, they'd always, like, in the Heathcliff show, they'd run into each other every now and then. But they had two separate, like, shorts that were Mongo, part of the Garfield show.
Mongo is already casted. That's Michael Clark Duncan.
He has the size, but...
It was just a deep voice.
Awesome. I don't know that he could pull off that dumbness. That'd be an interesting one, Sean. I'd be curious enough to see it.
All right.
Okay, my number 10, one that we've discussed quite a bit, Sean, before. That's Thundercats. There needs to be a Thundercat movie.
Oh, that would be good.
You just saw that trailer. What wasn't Brad Pitt one of them? And
yeah,
was there.
Yeah, they took stuff from Troy and other Greek mythology type movies and kind of pasted it together and did some Photoshop. I guess they did it frame by frame. I'm not sure how they did it. But
I must say, for a fan-made trailer, it looked pretty professional.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
A couple people pitched it as, like, being an actual release trailer.
Yeah, that's what I kept hearing.
Oh, my God.
It was a real trailer, so and I went to it, and I was like, no, this isn't real.
So I could never see Brad Pitt that way. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No, you're fine, you're fine.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, it's going to happen with three people.
I couldn't see Brad Pitt being, my God, his name escapes me.
Lionel?
Yes, but, oh my God, the way he just made him look, that he'd pull it off great.
Yeah.
Be sweet.
Yeah, I don't know how they would end up doing it. I would hope that they would go a makeup route and not just do heavy CGI stuff.
Although, you know, I look at, like, Avatar. I think if they did it that route, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Although the only thing is, I think it'd be nice to be actually be able to see, like, who the actor is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think if they went CGI, I think they should just do the entire movie CGI, and I'd be fine with that. But if they're going to have live action with it, let's do makeup. Because they can do a really good job with the makeup stuff if they want. Because I still maintain that the original Ninja Turtles movie was excellent. And still holds up today. So if they could do that then, I think they could do a pretty good job on this now.
Although I'm sure they probably go with the whole, you know, Ninja Turtles 3 route.
Yeah.
It was an okay movie, but oh my God, it just pales in comparison to number 1 and 2.
Yeah. I wouldn't even go as far to say it's an okay movie. It was a blight.
I wouldn't even call it a movie.
Yeah.
It's a really bad school project.
Yeah,
like drama.
Now I'm looking at the poster for this. That would have been cool.
The Thundercats?
Yes.
I think they had it at one point ready to go. Like it was in pre-production, but it fell through. Or it was in developmental purgatory, I guess. All right, Greg, what you got next?
Okay, my number 9 is, you guys may not have heard of this. Have you guys ever heard of Amnesia: The Dark Descent?
No.
Negative.
Okay. It's an indie game that came out, and a lot of people say the key to a horror movie is not to have a lot of blood, but the suspense is really what drives it. And this game, essentially, you play, it's in, set in the 1800s, and you wake up in, like, a completely destroyed castle from an amnesia, and you have no idea what's happened before this, but you find a note from yourself telling you to essentially just go kill this guy. And so the whole game is just you going through this castle in an attempt to find this guy Alexander and kill him. And but it's so creepy, and they've got monsters running all over the place and stuff. And so picture like a really dark, dark, suspenseful movie featuring, like, monsters that look essentially like the ones from Dead Space.
Mm, nice.
Yeah.
I can get behind pretty much any horror, no matter how, even if I think it's going to be bad, I'm going to give it a try because I usually find that there is at least one nugget of goodness in there that I'm going to enjoy. And I'm on the website right now for Amnesia Dark Descent. And you may have just suggested, I may have just found a new video game to start playing because of you now.
You got to turn the lights off, though. Turn the lights off, turn your speakers all the way up. It's good. It's like a point and click, but it's first person shooter. It's not first person shooter, but it's like a point and click adventure kind of thing.
Uh huh.
And it's not too graphically heavy, so that was great.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's not, the game itself wouldn't involve a lot of split second timing or reflexes.
There are a couple parts there. I don't want to give too much away, but there are a couple parts where, like, you don't have to move as quickly as you do, but because you're so freaked out mentally of what's going on, like what's transpiring at the moment, you will move fast.
Very cool.
So it really just comes down to how you play it.
Yeah, I used to do that in college. I had a game called Clock Tower 3, and it was really the first survival horror game I ever played, and I would turn off my lights and play. And because of the intense suspense feeling that I would have, I could only get through about 20 minutes at a time, and then I have to stop and take a break and try again later, just because I was just so tense the whole time.
I hooked my laptop up to my friend's TV, and we all huddled around this TV, and we played, and I played through it. And oh my god, that one friend that's always a scaredy cat, the scariest part wasn't the game itself, it's whenever he'd scream out, like, you know, this grown guy just screaming for his mom because, you know, something happened on screen. And it wasn't even something that was scary, it's just something that startled him, so pretty funny.
Very cool. I need to try this game out.
Yeah, you'd like it.
Sean?
Alright. Yeah, I'm sorry, I kind of fell asleep during that one. What I don't know frightens me. Alright. Number 9. I think we can all agree on this one, guys. At least, I hope we can. I know John will agree with me. They need to have a full-length, 2-hour-plus Friends movie.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
You know, kind of like they did with Sex and the City, which was, I hated the TV show, so obviously I hated the movie, but my wife loved it. If they would do that, I mean, and they need to do it now before they all get too old.
Okay, Sean, is your wife, like, really girly?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay, well, I will do you one better than Friends. What if they made a Gilmore Girls movie?
Sean would be there opening day.
I would have to be.
I'm not going to lie, neither show. Would I.
As far as the Friends one, Sean, funny thing is, I was talking with Jennifer, and I was like, hey, Jennifer, give me some ideas for this list. And she said, Golden Girls.
It's like, wow. It's kind of tough now.
I don't think I'd go see a Golden Girls movie. And I said, you know, it's kind of like, I mean, I enjoyed the show, Golden Girls, but I don't think I'd go see it. I'd be, like, real excited about a Friends movie, and that was my example to her.
Yes.
I love the show Friends. You know, Friends, what was that, my number 2 on sitcoms list?
Pretty high on mine too.
I love it, and I think it could be done, but I'd be scared that it might ruin the greatness that was Friends, and then you end it on some sloppy note of a terrible movie.
Yeah, that's scary when they just try to do like a cash in kind of thing and they just completely wreck it, but they're getting millions and millions of dollars coming in. That bugs me.
Yeah, I'd be interested in. I mean, I'd definitely go see it just because I miss Friends so much. But I'd be very worried that it wouldn't live up to the standard of the show.
That's how I felt with like Terminator,
mm-hmm.
The new one that came out. That was horrible.
Oh, come on!
No, it was bad.
You know why? You know, okay, you have to look at it like this. You cannot hold it in a comparison to the other ones. It's its own movie.
Okay, because you really can't compare anything to Terminator 2, but I understand where you're coming from.
Well, honestly, I prefer the first one. That's just me. And I hated the third one. I hated the third Terminator. I thought it was awful.
Oh, it was bad. But it was a good-looking Terminator, so.
Yes, but I thought the fourth Terminator was better than the third Terminator, if we're going that route.
I'll agree with that.
But I like the idea of Christian Bale. You know, John Connor. I mean, the thing that it was so hard to get away from was no Arnold. For me, at least. Because he was the Terminator. But they took it that different route, you know, and I think I've always wanted to see the future battle, and I cannot wait to see the last one.
That's like with the new Bourne movie that's coming out. Right. Matt Damon isn't actually even in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's this other guy. And so, what?
I was going to say, I saw that advertised the other day.
Yeah.
The theater.
Like, it looks like it'll be a good movie. I just don't know if it'll be a good Bourne movie.
Right.
Especially since it's legacy. Like, you'd expect that to be amazing.
My number nine, Sean.
Yes.
Is a game that you enjoy, video game, one of the few video games you play. That's Gears of War.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big, burly military men fighting off an alien invasion, but not your typical alien invasion coming from the sky, but from the ground, from underneath your feet. And
so would they really be alien?
Well, I'm pretty sure... I can't remember the story that well. I've played 1 and 2. I don't remember the story that well.
No, they were, like, there before everyone else, and they just kind of lived there for a while, and then... Yeah, I only played the third one, to be honest, so I guess we put our knowledge together, we could probably figure this out, but...
So they lived on the Earth before humans?
Yeah, and then humans kind of came along, and then they're like, oh, well, we'll have none of that, and they came up and wreaked some havoc.
So, were these creatures, were they from, like, an evolutionary line of Earth, or were they seeded from another... place or
I couldn't tell you that.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I'd like to see chainsaw guns in action.
Yes.
That would be fun.
And they'd have to have at least one scene in there where they're cutting somebody in half.
Yeah. That's the one thing that really drew me to Gears of War. I'm like, all right, well, you know, chainsaw battles, that sounds okay. What? You can cut someone straight down? Like, that just sounded amazing to me.
Yes.
And the battle scenes in those games are so cinematic anyway, to see those on a big screen would be excellent.
And plus, if the third one could actually make me cry, like, just imagine with a bigger budget what they could do with a movie, it would be amazing.
I would think that there's probably plans somewhere for this movie. Because I know some of the ones that I have on my list, like my next one, they've been thought of as being movies before, and they've been in... at least pre-production, but then they kind of get abandoned. So,
honestly, I think once the money stops like rolling in like it is for Gears of War 3, they'll be like, all right, we're going to cash in again. How are we going to do? They'll probably turn to a movie.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
So let's not buy the fourth one when it comes out.
Excuse me.
So we can get the movie instead.
Yeah.
Right on.
Right on.
I like it.
I liked it more.
As do I.
Next up, Greg.
Okay, my number 8, Sean, you may or may not know him, but he's one of the smoothest talking criminals, really, I've ever heard of.
Smooth criminal.
Not that kind. That's got to be the intro while he's, like, murdering someone or torturing someone. And that's Deadpool.
Sweet.
If they could make a Deadpool movie... I think it would be amazing.
Would you want to keep Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool?
The only thing I don't like, though, is that I really see him as Green Lantern now.
Sure, yeah.
Like, he seems like a hero to me, but I remember... I keep hearing rumors that they're gonna make one, and he said if they did, he would want it to be 14A, so they could make it awesome and brutal. So, yeah, no, as long as he comes in and he can do an awesome job like he did in Origins, I think that would be awesome.
What did you think about Green Lantern, since I have you on the topic?
Coming from someone who, like, has read most of the stories from, like, the Golden Age and stuff, and I know what kind of stories they can tell, it was very much like the sixth Harry Potter. Not a lot of people liked it, but they didn't understand, and the people who read the books did, is that they were setting it up. They were setting it up for the second one, and I can guarantee that the second one will be absolutely amazing.
I liked it. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too.
I liked
it. I think they did a great job of modernizing it.
Yeah.
I was afraid that you would just completely lost Sean once you said something about Harry Potter.
You did. Well, I've never seen Harry Potter 6. But you know what? I'm going to roll right into my number 6, my number 8, because it goes right along with yours.
Awesome.
Because my number 8 is I want a full-length Gambit movie.
Oh, man, like them teaming up or something in a movie?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Well, you know, and you could do a little crossover in the middle of it, or have, you know, Gambit fight Deadpool or something.
Oh, that would be cool.
So, and now I'll definitely, I like Taylor Kitsch, but I don't think he's good. He's a good Gambit. I think they need to get somebody more French.
Honestly, anyone who can do that kind of like slick, smooth talking guy would be amazing.
Yeah, I can even get away from the Cajun thing. I don't know. I just love his powers, and I think that if they were to do like his origin with the Guild of Thieves and the Guild of Assassins, that would be sweet.
Yeah,
I just love it.
I like the idea for both of these movies. Yeah. I think I would want to recast on both of them. I think Ryan Reynolds.
Who would you pick then?
I'm not sure who I would pick. I don't think I could come up with a cast. I think a lot of times with these superhero movies, you need unknowns for them.
You know who would be a good Deadpool is Ray Park.
I don't know who that is.
Darth Maul.
No way.
Dude, he don't talk much, and he's got the moves.
Yeah, I mean, he could pull off the physicality, but he's Australian, right?
I don't know what he is.
I think he's Australian, Sean.
I think he's from England, personally.
Is he English?
I think he's from Scotland, actually, yeah.
Scotland? Which is it, Sean?
I'm pretty sure it's Scotland. Sure, he's from the UK, okay, dude?
You're just saying stuff.
No, he's from UK.
Anyway.
You know who would be a great...
not even close.
Gambit, though? Do you guys watch much stuff on, like, BBC and stuff?
No.
Okay. No. I'm assuming you guys have probably... Have you seen Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy?
No.
Okay. Well, his name is Benedict Cumberbatch. He's going to be in the new Hobbit movie. And he's like... He plays Sherlock right now in another BBC show. But, oh my God, the way he can be soulless and mean... He may not look like he would be a good Gambit, but I think he definitely has the voice for it and the physique for it.
So, and you know, if you're going with Deadpool 2, he's going to have a mask on majority of the movie.
Yeah, maybe so most likely movie. It's just going to be like a stunt double for most of it.
So, you know, just like Ray Park with Snake Eyes, he could be
him. Talking about Deadpool, or are you talking about for
Deadpool.
I thought you were talking about for...
No, I'll talk Ray Park for Deadpool because you have the mask.
Oh, yeah, you could totally do that and then have a voiceover do the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he had a voiceover do for Darth Maul, too.
I tell you who would have been a good Gambit in his day would have been Van Damme. Like early Van Damme before he got Hollywoodized because he has that French accent.
I would hope for a better actor in that spot.
Oh, I agree with you, but I think he had moves to do it.
Yeah, he could pull off the fighting. Yeah, he could. That's an interesting choice. I kind of like it.
Yeah, that's the only French guy that I can think of. Maybe one of the guys from Musketeer.
I didn't see that new Musketeer movie, did you?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah? It looked pretty good. I wanted to see it.
It's really slow and dragged out, but when you walk out, you'll be like, oh, it wasn't bad.
My number 8 is one that I don't know if either of you are very familiar with, but it's one that I'm saying that had a movie... kind of in the works, but I think it's been abandoned now, and that's Battle of the Planets. Either you're familiar with Battle of the Planets?
No.
Negative.
Okay. Well, it was based on a Japanese anime called Gatchaman, or G-Force, and they kind of repackaged it and did stuff, and they played it in the U.S., I think in the 70s is when it first came out. And it's this team of five... teenagers or young adults in their 20s, and they each one represented like a different bird. They had a hawk, an eagle, an owl, and their costume kind of went with that, and they were just very acrobatic fighting team. It was a show that I really enjoyed as a kid growing up, and then they in the late 90s they released a comic book series on it, and I really enjoyed the comic book series too. So if you ever get a chance, look at Battle of the Planets, and you might end up agreeing with me.
Okay, I'm picturing, like, if Power Rangers and Watchmen had a baby, that's what this would be.
Yeah, it's kind of like if Power Rangers and the owl guy. Yeah, that's kind of that. It's kind of
like
right.
Nightwing or someone else.
Hey, don't you knock Nightwing.
What? What are you talking? What?
Knocking? I'm saying
like I heard Power Rangers and Nightwing in the same sentence.
I'm being absolutely serious. Nightwing is my absolute favorite character. Like, Heck, he's my favorite.
He's not my favorite, but he's up there. All right, back to the top. Number sevens.
Okay, my number seven is it's a movie that already came out. Then they made a sequel. The sequel was terrible. The first movie was okay, and that's Mortal Kombat. And I'm pretty sure someone released, like, they redid all the CG and stuff and released the original movie. The original movie was okay, but I think if they could remake this with, you know, the awesome CG and then some a little bit better acting and maybe an actual storyline. There was already a storyline, but, you know, just something that complemented it a little more, maybe made the characters a little believable, then I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, you know what killed the Mortal Kombat was the death of Brandon Lee. He was supposed to be Johnny Cage. Yes?
I don't know.
Do y'all know who Brandon Lee is?
Yes, I know who Brandon Lee is.
Okay, I was expecting some talk on that. I mean, I figured you did.
Well, I didn't know how to talk.
You know, the character of Johnny Cage was based on Brandon Lee. I've told John that.
Very interesting.
Where did you find this out, Sean?
I read this.
Where?
On the internet.
Be careful, there's some
I was reading just on Wikipedia, I guess. I was reading about Mortal Kombat, and I just clicked on Johnny Cage, and that's what, I don't know, something like that. It's been a long time ago. But I like Brandon Lee, so.
I would love to see another Mortal Kombat movie. And I enjoyed the first one. And I don't think I've ever seen the second one, actually, Annihilation.
The second one is literally just like the first one, except they just gave everybody excuses to be back.
Huh.
Yeah, but they killed Johnny Cage off, like, at the very first of it.
I didn't care too much.
I didn't really either. I didn't really finish it. It was pretty crappy.
A character I don't think they've ever... Well, two characters that they've never really given us much of a storyline that I think they really both deserve is Sub-Zero and Scorpion.
They're like the two most popular characters. They haven't dealt with their stories very much. Are you talking about in the movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of left them out.
In the new game, they both gave them like reasons for why they fight, mm-hmm. which made a lot of sense. But if they could actually go into that or even give them like their own movie, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why everyone was excited for the movies when they first came out. They wanted to see Sub-Zero and Scorpion, and they just had a brief scene.
Yeah, and it wasn't that good, to be honest.
No.
It's just kind of like, oh, look, he's dead.
Yeah, and at the very beginning, whenever they're in the bottom of that ship, and they come out, and Sub-Zero freezes the tip of that gun, you're like, oh, this is going to be awesome, and then, like, he died pretty quick.
Nope. Although, in the second one, actually, Sub-Zero comes back and helps them. He turns into kind of like a good guy.
He kind of does in the video games, too.
Yeah.
Did you ever play that game where they gave all... that was completely for Sub-Zero? And it was like a side-scrolling action-adventure game?
No. Well, I've played too many. Saying it's a side-scrolling adventure game brings way too many to mind.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
I imagine they could just like rebrand Mega Man, any of them, and just say, hey, look, it's Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
That'd work.
Sean?
All right. My number seven, John, they need to make a movie of Black Bass.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. It could be like a fishing movie, and you could have the music in there, or they're fishing, and all kinds of good stuff.
And my number seven...
No, oh, come on, man. Give me some love on this one.
What do you want to say about this? Let's watch a man fish. They have that every day on...
Has not been any good fishing movies. There's been golf movies and tennis movies and every other movie, but there has not been a fishing movie. You could have this as a comedy, too. You could make this a comedy, get all like Bill Murray in there and everybody else fishing. It'd be sweet.
Yeah, as a comedy I could see, but as a serious movie, I couldn't.
Well, comedies are movies.
Okay, fine. But
this is like the Caddyshack of fishing.
Honestly, fishing makes as like I love fishing. Don't get me wrong, but it makes as much sense entertainment wise as like NASCAR. Oh my God, it's a left turn.
Yeah, but you got to do it the way that Caddyshack did it. You know, they had the little gopher that was kind of the thing. You have the fish that's constantly agging on the fisherman.
So in essence. It's just a movie about a fish and guys on a boat telling jokes and being pestered by a fish, and we're just going to take a video game name and stick it on there.
Yes.
Well, you know, they actually made a movie that was based off it. I'm kidding. It's not based off it, but Grumpy Old Men is like, have either of you guys seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, it, from what I hear, that sounds exactly like what it would be.
I like it.
So your movie's already made, Sean. Failed. Sweet.
Whatever. You're a jerk. You know what you gotta have, though? I want John. I was going to cast you in this movie, John.
Of course you were.
To where somebody catches a fish. Really? No fishing! Exactly.
Yeah. My number 7 is one that's going to be amazing. And that's Turok. A Native American fighting against dinosaurs.
Okay, are you saying it's going to be amazing as in they're making it? Or as in, if they made it, it would be amazing.
If they made it. I don't know. I don't even know if this one was ever in the plans. I wish that it was, and I hope that it will be, because I would love to see that.
It sounds like something that really is only like an independent filmmaker would make, unfortunately.
Nah, you would have to have big budget special effects for something like this.
Oh, that's like you hear about the Jurassic Park 4.
Yeah.
Isn't it supposed to be like animated?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently.
Completely animated?
Yeah, not something I'd enjoy.
Oh, what is that about? Oh, but that's what I was hoping for, was a movie with the special effects quality of the first Jurassic Park.
That would be awesome, I'm not going to lie.
There just need to be more dinosaur movies, period. That's all that can be said about that. All right, Greg, what you got?
Okay, my number 6 is, I guarantee both of you have heard of this, and you're probably tired of even hearing the brand name, but Assassin's Creed.
I played the first game. I really liked it.
Okay, if you play any of the ones after it, you'll know how much of a thrill ride it is, and it would make it. You play it like it's a movie. Like, some people only play it because, you know, you can kill people and it's cool, but the story in all of them are absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, Sean, think of Back to the Future with killing people.
Yes.
In medieval times.
Okay.
Back to the Future in medieval times.
And possibly in Italy, depending on which character you.
Think of it, Sean.
Okay.
Sean, I don't think you're thinking.
I'm thinking. Dear God, I'm thinking.
Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Nice response.
Are you purring or something?
Is that better? Is that better?
What? Oh, yeah, your gun. Oh, Sean, I'm going to shoot somebody. Imagine that.
I can't
you Texans are going to come to Canada? In the middle. It's still winter here. You know that, right?
Like, well, it is. Not
unless you're going to cut open a tauntaun or something, you're not going to make it.
Oh, I don't think you understand how much I love cold weather.
It's true. The man. We were having a... Okay, let's put it this way. I know 40 degrees isn't that bad, but he's out in 40 degrees hanging out outside with no problem in shorts and a t-shirt, just... And everybody else around him, and we're staying out there. It's not like a short period of time. We're staying out there for hours talking, and he has shorts and a short sleeve t-shirt on.
Okay, are you talking 40 degrees
Fahrenheit?
Okay, definitely. What would that Celsius. Be Celsius?
That would be
three or four.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's like comfortable here. Like, that's what you see people walking around in t-shirts on and stuff.
Okay, so see, Sean would be fine. It's like he's one of you.
Not with that accent.
Thanks, Skippy.
It's funny because that's actually what people call me, Skippy.
Oh.
It's only because of where I'm from, so.
I see.
Sean?
You know, because you asked.
Yes, my number 6, Sean?
Yes,
6. All right, John, my number 6 you're going to love because I've already casted it. Have you ever played the video game Guerrilla War? How you never die in that game?
Yeah.
We've got, as the blue, Arnold Schwarzenegger. As the red, Sylvester Stallone. Yes. It's going to be like Commando times 10.
That'd be good.
Just running around, they're going to take out a whole country, and then they're just going to destroy it. It's going to be great. They're going to get in. If, I don't care what they have. They're going to steal their vehicles. They're going to kill like 400,000 each.
I don't know why they didn't make this movie back in their heyday when this video game came out.
Yes.
Back then, you didn't even really need a plot. You just needed something very basic and then a lot of action and celebrities.
Yeah. It would have done just fine. I would go see this movie, Sean.
Heck yes.
And that game, I saw it at the Game Exchange the other day, but it wasn't in very good condition, so I didn't pick it up.
Yeah, I wish I had this one. I need to get it. I'm going to get it online and go online and get it. It's greatness.
My number 6 is Wonder Woman. It's about time we had a Wonder Woman movie. And I want to see her fighting not Lex Luthor type people like Superman does. I want to see a super-powered battle.
Like a fellow hot girl?
Yeah, like Giganta?
Sure.
Or it's like Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. That'd be pretty cheesy.
What about like Wonder Woman versus like a swarm of lesbian vampires?
Hmm. I know Sean could get into that.
I could do this.
But again, I stick with my choice of Catherine Zeta-Jones to play Wonder Woman. I don't know. I haven't seen her lately.
I can imagine that.
I haven't seen her lately, but from what I remember her from back in the day, I think she's perfect cast.
Well, she's a little older now, so.
True.
So maybe you have to go with somebody like Jessica Biel.
I might could do Jessica Biel.
She got the body for it.
Yeah.
Catherine Zeta-Jones really doesn't look that old, though.
I didn't think so. I thought I saw her on a commercial not too long ago. She still looked pretty good, Sean.
I'm not doubting you.
You know, they even shot a pilot for a Wonder Woman TV show.
Yeah, I remember you showing me the picture of the girl.
It was very quickly canceled.
That would be fun.
Yeah, it didn't even get off the ground, so. Oh, well, I'm still hoping for a movie, and maybe one day we will get it.
Hopefully.
All right.
Okay, is my number 5?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, from this point on, most of you probably won't recognize some of these. Have you guys ever heard of Alan Wake?
No.
Okay.
That name sounds familiar.
It's a game that was originally released on Xbox, recently ported to PC, and then there's an expansion that was put on Xbox Live. It's essentially about this writer, okay? And he's best-selling writer, but he hasn't written in a while because he's got, like, this condition. And so he goes on vacation with his wife. But because of this place he goes to, whatever he writes becomes reality. And so he writes this horror story, and then his wife gets kidnapped. And so he essentially has an amnesia, and he doesn't remember what he wrote or how to solve it. So you're essentially just going through this world trying to find his wife, and there are a lot of supernatural things happening. So essentially, these people called the Taken, they're like people, and their souls have been completely replaced with darkness. And so the gameplay is it's almost like Silent Hill, where you just have to use your flashlight to take down their defenses, and then you blow them away with whatever weapon you have. But it's kind of hard to follow sometimes, but it's an excellent game, and if they made a movie out of this, it'd be great.
I've never gotten to play any of the Silent Hill movies. I mean, not movies, games. But this, from what you're describing, it just sounds like a movie. It sounds very story-driven.
And the great thing is the creator is actually the guy who acts it out. There are certain live-action scenes, and so they've already got some planned out for it. If they were to make it. And he does an excellent job.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Alan Wake is what this one's called.
Yeah.
Alan Wake.
Another horror game that I'm going to need to look into. I love all things horror, so I'm liking this. Recommendations.
Yeah.
Sean, number 5.
All right. Remember how I said that we were going to come back to the zombies? And we have. I would like to see my zombie story be a movie.
And we already have the cast.
Yes, we have the cast.
Sean, was it 3 years ago? You were writing this?
I've been writing it. Yeah, I wrote it for about 3 years. It took me 3 years to write.
Yeah.
How long is it?
Oh, it's a short story. It's about 70 pages.
70? That's a short story? What's the word count?
I don't know. I haven't counted them.
He doesn't know about the little button on the toolbar of Microsoft Word.
You know, because like 20,000 is a novella, and a short story is only supposed to be like 5,000 or less, and then novel is over 40,000.
I don't know what it is, but it's my imagination. So,
dear God.
Yes, I wanted to have John die on the crapper, but I gave him a heroic death.
I don't know if it was heroic. It was pretty gruesome. Yeah, I remember when he was writing it, and I was in the story. I was like, Sean, you got to come up with the worst possible way for me to die. I don't remember what it was, though.
You got your legs eaten while we were trying to pull you up.
Nice.
And then you like came back alive while we were trying to escape, and you killed a girl, one of our girls.
Good, at least I got one of you.
Huh? Yes. And then we stoved your head in with the butt of our rifle.
How did that happen? If he's legless, how did he get one of you?
Because we thought he was dead. We thought he was dead, and we were trying to get higher, and he was just laying there, and he came back and killed one of the girls.
I'm very fast running on my hands.
Well, you were just laying there while we were the set was we were trying to get on the roof from the top of a rack, and we were having to pick people up and lift them, and the girl was just sitting there waiting to get picked up and lifted, and John just bit her calf. So he didn't kill her right then. He killed her later.
Yeah. She had sexy legs, so it was okay.
And then they find out you weren't infected and you weren't in a zombie yet. You just, out of curiosity, bit her legs.
Yeah. It's a good-looking leg. I wonder how it tastes. Okay. I would like to see it, Sean. Although you might want to rewrite it and save my death for the very, very end, because I'd like to be in the rest of the movie.
Yes.
My number five, Sean, I think you might like this one. It comes from the book of Judges in the Bible. Do you know where I'm going with this?
I would guess Samson.
Very, very good. That's exactly where I'm going. The story of Samson. They've done an excellent job with 300 movie. They've done an excellent job with, like, the Immortal movie. I just think now with the CGI stuff and the special effects that they can pull off and the green screens that you could do some with all the stuff that's written about Samson in there, I think you could have an epic butt-kicking movie based on Samson.
You know what I think the problem with this would be, though? They would want to get somebody that looked like Leonidas.
Yeah, I would want somebody jacked in this, regardless of whether...
But that's not what Samson was. He was...
You don't know! Do you have a picture Bible that shows...
Yes, I do. I do. Oh, but okay. I don't know. You're right. I don't know, but I would... be led to believe that he didn't look like that because God would want him to, you know, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but God would want maybe people to not think, look at him and say, wow, that dude's nothing. You know, he must have God with him. You know,
John, I'm talking about a Hollywood movie.
I know. Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Appearances are important in this, and to make it look even more cool, just... You gotta have that.
Alright.
Or you could just get, like, the guy that played Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, there you go. I like that even better.
John Heder.
That would be good.
So, are you gonna... Even though
guys
I hate...
are stupid!
Are you
Look out my eyes! I can't see! Gosh!
Come are on. You gonna cast Angelina Jolie as Delilah? Because I think she would be a pretty good one.
Yeah, I think that could work.
I don't like her, but she fits the bill.
But I'm just thinking of that whole scene where he takes on the thousand with the jawbone of a donkey, just
yes.
beating the mess out of everybody with that. And the way he gets revenge on those people who trick him.
Oh yeah.
With the bet.
Yeah.
And how he catches the foxes and lights their tails on fire and burns all their crops, and then he kills their own men. And gives him their cloak. It's a complete revenge story.
And this is from the Bible?
This is from the Bible, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is Judges, man. If you want to read a book in the Bible that's bloody, read Judges. There's one story where this dude is so fat, they stab him, and the sword goes into his stomach, and his fat covers it up, and you can't see that he's bleeding, and he dies. No, and nobody understands why he died. I'm dead serious. And the only thing you know, the Bible even says that he pooped all over the floor.
Yeah, but Samson would just be the most butt-kicking movie. I would love it.
Yeah, that would be good. I like your style. I didn't even think about anything biblical.
All right, Greg, what you got?
Okay, my number four. Have you ever read, like, Green Lantern recently, the comic?
No.
Okay, well, this big thing happened that kind of involved most of the DC universe, actually, called Brightest Day, Blackest Night.
I remember when that was coming out, yeah.
And essentially, most of the superheroes just are killed. And the Black Lantern brings them all back to life and essentially uses them against all the other heroes. And so, you know, and then it teaches all the other heroes that don't really like each other to kind of unite, and then they, you know, beat them. But, but if they could make a movie out of this, I think it would be really cool. You have to read it to understand where I'm coming from.
That'd be cool just for the sheer fact of having all the heroes packed into one movie.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so excited about the Avengers movie. I was watching that last time we were recording. I made Sean wait because I was watching the trailer and just drooling with anticipation for that movie. So I don't know if I better leave that off in case you have it on. This might come up later, so I'm going to leave this one. I'm not going to say any more. Just say good idea.
Hey, we're kind of on the same page here because my number four kind of goes along with that, but we'll wait a little bit and talk about this one first.
But it is your number four.
All right. Well, it really has nothing to do with it, but it kind of does. So I'm just going to be random right now. I think that I would not be the only one here that would like to see a Green Arrow movie.
Oh, that would be cool.
Green Arrow's awesome. I mean, I love him.
He doesn't get much credit.
He doesn't. But, you know, I mean, he's a lot like Batman. But just as cool. Plus, if you had him, you could have Black Canary, and she's hot.
And if you read the comics, he works a lot with, like, Robin. Uh-huh. And Nightwing, especially.
Sean can't get enough of Robin, so
I totally respect that movie. Totally respect Robin. He's one of the few sidekicks that actually makes it. You know, he makes it out.
There's always a Robin, Sean.
Well, and I tell you who else I like is Speedy. You don't see him enough. Anywho's. But yeah, I like Green Arrow. I think Green Arrow is awesome. And I think that it would be great.
Actually, you know, Green Arrow is in Brightest Day, Blackest Night, so that'd be pretty cool.
The best version of Green Arrow was done, I believe it was the 40s, with Errol Flynn. Oh, wait, that was Robin Hood.
Hush. You know you like Green Arrow.
I do, because I like Robin Hood. And he's Robin Hood, but with money. And the Black Canary is his woman.
Okay, Greg, so you like Green Arrow, correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you know much about him, like comic book-wise?
Oh, I haven't really read his comic, but whenever he comes in, that's really all I know in other comics.
What I was curious to know is I've seen different – I guess maybe there's more than one, but his sidekick, Speedy, is it a girl or a guy?
From what I I'm not sure. Because usually whenever he comes in, he is the sidekick for some of the bigger heroes.
Yeah.
But – I think it's a guy.
I'm looking at pictures and I'm seeing a guy and something looks like a girl. Definitely a girl. Yes, I'm seeing. Yes.
You stumble across.
It's Mia Dearden is her name.
He's supposed to be the red one, right?
Yeah.
I know, but there's a guy.
There's actually, you know, it is a guy. There's this new one. There's a new TV show with them in it, and it is a guy.
Well, I saw Green Arrow on the cartoon on Justice League, Speedy's a guy. And then on Teen Titans, it's a guy. But, well, there you go. It says Alessis Gatton as Mia Dearden on Smallville. She was on Smallville.
Huh.
I guess I never watched Smallville, but I guess Green Arrow was on Smallville, correct?
I believe that he was, yeah. But I think the original Speedy was a guy.
Okay.
Because I think he currently goes by the Red Arrow. And well, I know the last time I was reading Justice League, which I was telling Greg earlier, the last time I've still been buying them, but I haven't read them in like a year.
Yeah, so, here's Roy Harper, so that's definitely a boy. And he has a yellow Robin Hood hat.
Yeah. He's red and yellow.
Yes.
Hulkamania is running wild, brother.
But yeah. That'd be cool. Go.
Hulkamania. Speedy Mania. It does not sound right.
He's Who's rich, that? Though.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Yep.
My number four is a book. And I don't think they can do this now just because of the actors. So I think this would need to be an entirely CGI movie with the original actors' voices. And that's Shadows of the Empire. It's a novel that takes place between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. I really enjoyed this book. The only problem is Carrie Fisher sounds like she's been gargling gravel the last 10 years. So I don't know how she could do the Princess Leia voice.
Yeah.
But I would loved to have seen this movie made in their prime. Anyway. Live action.
You know, all George Lucas is good for now is, you know, rehashing all the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
And Indiana Jones.
Yeah, but Indiana Jones can't really get bad. Like, I love Star Wars, but I just think you can change it so many times until you don't really care anymore.
Yeah.
Like, if you listen in the number 4 in the Blu-rays, the Ray Dunn ones, when Obi-Wan calls out and scares the sand people, it's different. They changed it.
I haven't watched it on the Blu-ray yet, and I need to. That worries me.
Yeah, like, the 3D ones you should go see, but don't bother too much with the Blu-rays.
Well, I have all the Blu-rays now. You don't know how many iterations of this movie I have. I have... Oh, the one that came out in 97, the 20th anniversary. And then I had the special editions on VHS. And then I got the special editions on DVD. And then I had the updated versions on DVD. And then I have the ones that went back to the original with nothing changed in it on DVD. And then now I have the Blu-rays. So,
can you lend me a copy of Star Wars?
I might have one or two that I could loan you.
Maybe.
Maybe. My number... Oh, that was my number 4. Yeah, Shadows of the Empire. Looking forward to it. If it's not going to happen, but I'm still looking forward to it.
They could make a game.
They did make a game.
No, I mean, like, if they remade the game, though.
If they what?
If they remade it.
Remade the game?
Yes.
No, I think it came out on N64.
No, but what I'm saying is if they remade the game, I think it would be equally awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah, gotcha.
Because with everything they could do with it, because N64 didn't look that good.
Yeah, yeah. I gotcha now.
Yeah. But so, speaking of N64, my number 3 is Zelda. And basically, there are so many Legend of Zelda storylines, you can basically pick and choose. But whenever I watch Lord of the Rings now, all I can think is that there has to be a Zelda made. Like, with everything they can do nowadays, I think they could make an awesome Legend of Zelda movie.
Yeah, it's gotta happen at some point.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even be upset. This is another one that I wouldn't mind if it was CGI completely. I mean, like, a computer animated cartoony type thing. I think they could do a really good job like that. Or I would love to see a live-action one, like you're saying, Lord of the Rings style.
Although I just don't know who I would pick, because I've only ever seen all of them as video game characters. I don't know who I would pick to play them.
That would be tough.
Again, because just think, that would, like, define... Ganon? What's his name? He played Green Goblin in...
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, I think he could make a good Ganon.
He's awesome at everything, so. Yeah, I like him.
Sean forgot him on his man crush
list. I was just fixing to say, he should have been on my man crush list after Platoon, which John still hasn't watched.
No, I haven't. I will one day, Sean.
You could put Channing Tatum as your...
My God, I hate him so much.
I do too, that's why I said
they're, they're taking him and putting him in everything that's popular nowadays, and but I absolutely hate him.
He's pretty bad, man. He sucks pretty bad.
I know.
Yeah, and plus,
he's been in romances, he's been in actions, he's been in comedies. Like, I want him to stay with one genre of movies.
Yeah, how about crappy ones? All right, guys, I'm going to need y'all to do some research on this next one, and when I tell you to, you'll have to do it.
No.
Okay, my number three is I would like to see a Teen Titans movie. Okay, now before you look that up, I want you to look up Raven from Teen Titans on Wikipedia and tell me she's not incredibly hot.
Oh, well, I know exactly what you're talking about, and yes, I agree.
I mean, she is, like, so much hotter than the cartoon, which I enjoyed the cartoon. I thought it was entertaining. But
are you talking
I think
about the 2003 one?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could do a really good movie of this, because they're characters that aren't too well known, and Starfire and Raven are so smoking hot that it'd just be fun to see them on the big screen.
That's all you want to see is some actress in these scanty.
Dude, have you looked up Raven on Wikipedia?
Yeah, I see her.
Yeah, the cartoon character is pretty hot. I agree with you.
Body-wise, you can't even see her face. It's covered. It's still, I mean, I guess it's kind of that mysterious, sexy type thing.
She's a demon.
The funny thing is, though, when this was on, I was young enough to where it wasn't creepy if I had a crush on one of the cartoon characters.
But for Sean?
Oh, it's just 23.
Yeah, how old are you guys?
I'm 31.
27.
Really? Wow.
Thanks.
Well, no, I feel young now. Like
Sean's farting dust.
I'm telling you.
That's funny.
Oh, I feel old.
Well, my dad just turned 40 the other day, so don't worry about it.
God, my dad turned 40 18 years ago. John, I'm almost old enough to be this boy's daddy. Might be. I spent some time in Canada. Oh, boy. That's pretty much the only thing you got when you get older.
Greg, I am your father. No, that's impossible.
Sean, you will rule the podcasting world together. It's father and son.
I got to keep this thing PG. John, if you don't say anything about Teen Titans, go.
Yeah, I can't just have you continue to talk about what you do or think about with these young women.
Teenagers, to be exact.
Yeah.
That is 16.
No, she was 18. I'm like Quagmire. How old are you? 16? 18!
So am I.
Her first life, 18 years were spent in the Temple of Azerath, creating the new Teen Titans.
There you go. So there's 18. She's at least 18.
Raven's chronology is typically separated into three lives. I guess it depends on which life you're getting her at, Sean.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my number three, we are at mine, right? Because yours was Teen Titans.
Yes.
Okay. My number three is God of War. Yeah, I think this could be, like, pretty much the most butt-kicking movie ever made.
Actually, yeah. do you want me to tell you the story of that?
Of what?
There's a story behind God of War.
What?
Yeah, no, God of War, there's a story, not like the back story, but like an actual story behind it. Okay, just sit back and listen, all right?
Okay.
In like 2000-something, this guy came to Sony with the idea for a movie called God of War, and it was the exact same premise. They denied it and then released this game a little while after. So this was originally supposed to be a movie.
Sweet.
And it still should be a movie.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just.
That would be cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Either definitely the chains and the blades of chaos would have to be CGI. The guy would just kind of swing his arms around, and they'd have to animate around that.
Although I hope the choreography would be decent, because if it's really fast-paced, like, say, the end of Phantom Menace, that choreography was great. If they could implement that, it would be absolutely amazing.
Like your style. You mentioned Phantom Menace. Sweet.
That was the only good thing about it, Sean.
Hey, it was a very good thing.
This is pod racing. All I'm going to remind you of.
You said no car about the Phantom Menace.
Well, you know what, John? Anakin's the only human that can do it. You're just jealous.
That's right.
That's true. I am jealous.
He has Jedi reflexes.
Well, he better, because he's made up of
too bad
more midichlorians than anyone.
Don't forget, he is good with a laser sword.
Put a lightsaber. Punk.
John's upset that he cast him as Anakin.
Cast who?
You.
Oh. Yeah, I don't like either of the Anakins. However, who would you cast as Kratos?
Statham.
I'm thinking Vin Diesel.
Yeah, we're both up there.
Yeah, but see, Vin Diesel, Statham is like, he's got that, like, he seems almost a little more warm as a person than Vin Diesel is, but Vin Diesel, he just reminds me of steel. It sounds like a funny analogy, but when I think of him, I think of just like cold, hard steel. Like, he has no soul.
I was told if I could steal the superhero.
Shaq?
No. Have you guys ever seen Pitch Black?
Yes. Great.
Exactly. How he was in that, that's how I would picture him being as Kratos.
Yeah, that's how Kratos is. No mercy.
Exactly.
So I think Vin Diesel...
So nobody likes my Statham, huh?
No, Statham...
Oh, don't worry. I love
Statham. You haven't
even
played the game. How are you going to have a casting choice?
Because I know what the game is.
So you say.
Nobody likes Statham. I understand. John hates Statham like he hates Chris Jericho.
I like Statham and I like Jericho. I don't like either of them in this role.
Jericho would be good.
All right, Greg, what you got for number two?
Have either of you heard of either Crisis 1 or 2, the games?
Uh-uh.
I've heard of
Crisis.
Them.
Okay. Well, Crisis 1 is essentially... You're part of this Special Forces mission, and the big draw is that you've got this special suit called the Nano Suit, and it changes your abilities in certain ways. So, like, there's a strength mode, which makes you stronger. There's a speed mode that makes you run faster. There's a cloak mode that cloaks you. There's an armor mode that, you know, you get the idea. But and you're sent to this island in the Pacific, and the Koreans are essentially... They killed a big team of archaeologists, and you're going out to see what happens. And essentially, what they found, the archaeologists, wasn't even... they were ruins, but it was actually aliens. And so the rest of the game is really just you killing these aliens and finding out how to destroy them. But the game is really good, and the storyline's amazing. But the second one takes place in New York City. And so New York's completely destroyed, and it's almost like there's this virus that's completely killing everybody, and then the aliens come and wipe everybody else out. And so that's essentially what kind of movie it is. You really have to play the game to see where I'm coming from, but it'd make an awesome movie.
I'm looking at the some image or screen captures from the video game, and the graphics look really good.
It was released in 2007, and they still use it for like benchmarking and stuff to see how well computers run.
Uh-huh.
Because it was just so amazing.
Yeah, I would like to give this game a try. It looks beautiful.
It is.
And another alien fighting concept game or movie idea that I'm all about those kinds of things.
Yeah, I play too many video games.
I'll watch this, and right after, I'll go watch my Gears of War movie.
Yes.
Okay, Sean.
You know, I thought this one was kind of tough, so... But I threw it in there, and I don't know if I want a full-length movie with the same characters or with a new cast of characters, which would be cool, and that would be Married with Children.
Wow.
I don't care if it's Ed O'Neill and Katie Sagal and David Faustino and Christina Applegate, or if they give new ones, I still think it's going to be great either way.
I got to have a Married with Children movie with like a family reunion type thing.
They yeah, come back like,
and they have the grandkids. And
married with grandchildren, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
That'd be good.
I swear to God, I still use his fat jokes.
Oh, yes.
oh, my God, some of them are really good.
I need shoes. Well, there's a stable down the road.
I only wore these shoes once, and they already split. Well, you see, like an elevator, these shoes have a 2-ton weight limit.
Oh, he is my hero.
Some of them are really intricate. Like, it takes a lot to set them up, but...
Yeah. His jokes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of his fat jokes.
What was it? The one? Well, I watched two episodes of this yesterday. He said one, like, we were having a sale at the store, 50% off of all shoes size 13 triple E, and the store was wall-to-wall with women. Well, there was only two of them, but it was still wall-to-wall.
Peg, Polly knew over 10,000 words, but sadly, he didn't know Please Don't Eat Me. Oh, I love it. Or when he's talking to Marcy, let me put it in a language you can understand.
Oh, I love when her husband's talking to him, and he's like, that's illegal, and so is dressing up a wife and calling it your... So is dressing up a chicken and calling it your wife.
Yes.
I'm so glad you showed me. You got me trying out that show, Sean.
Oh, you love it, don't you?
I do.
Oh, how nice of you. You took the Roger boy fishing. Starts patting her on the head.
I like the one with a rabbit. Where he's like, he comes in laughing, and it's all smoky outside, and he says, no, he's like, I got him, it's gone. Nothing can survive the death cloud I just unleashed on the neighborhood. Oh, man.
It's so late, but I want to watch more when I get off of here.
Yes.
What time is it there?
11:11.
It's like 2 hours later there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 1:13 in the morning.
All right, we're getting close here, so I'll go on to my number two. And my number two is Space Ghost. Let me try that again. I don't think you heard me. No, I'm not going to do it.
This would be right there with our Black Bass movie, I think.
No, Sean, because... No, that's people fishing. Space Ghost is a superhero. I'm not talking about Space Ghost Coast to Coast or Cartoon Planet. I'm not talking about the goofy Space Ghost that they did in the 90s. I'm talking about the original show from the 70s. And then in 2005, 2006, I think, DC did a comic, a miniseries over Space Ghost where it was a very serious tone, very violent comic. And I think if they did a movie with that same serious, violent nature, this could be very good. Growing up, I always loved the look of Space Ghost. I thought he was a super cool character. And I think this can make a great movie.
It's like a SpongeBob-Deadpool crossover. Taking something really cute and really violent and just mashing them together in unholy ways.
Space Ghost wasn't cute originally. I mean, they did have Blip, the little monkey that followed Jan and Jace or whatever their names were around. But in this movie, we're going to exclude his sidekicks. It's just going to be Space Ghost. Okay, we can have the monkey. We'll leave Blip. Sean, shut up. It's good. Go to your... Move on.
All right. Number ones.
Oh, that's me.
There you go.
Okay. All right, my number one, obviously, I'm positive both of you have heard of this. The decision to make a movie has been, like, on and off. And actually, the guy who they picked to originally write the script was from where I'm from, Nova Scotia. Well, I'm not from here, but where I live. And that's Halo.
Heck yes. And I had this down on my list, but I figured somebody had to have this one.
Yeah, I totally think this would be great. And, you know, you could even do your zombie thing in there, too, because you could throw in the Covenant.
You mean the Flood?
The Flood, I'm sorry. Yeah, the Flood. My bad.
Yeah, actually, no, that is true. That would be... Oh, my God, it takes, like, everything on my list and puts it into one.
Yeah.
Alien invasion and zombies.
Mother of God. I'm just trying to think who they could have as... Or at least do Master Chief's voice.
Okay, I was going
to
say...
They would have to have the guy who was in the video game to do his voice.
Yeah, definitely. And you could definitely have Ray Park play Master Chief. It would work.
Ray Park is like 5'2".
He was Snake Eyes.
Yeah, but Master Chief is 7'7". Yeah, 7 foot.
So, Liam Neeson then. Kevin Nash.
Don't forget, though, it wouldn't really matter because you don't get to see his face.
No, you don't get to see his face, and he's fighting aliens that are probably going to be CGI anyways.
I could make this movie right now, like in my basement.
Okay, you know who you need to play? Okay, from Halo 1, the black general guy, Mr. T. I pity the fool that messes with Master Chief.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, but see, Sergeant Johnson is supposed to be, like, really petite. Like, he's small compared to some of the women in the game.
Yeah. Who's going to play that good-looking gal, the computer gal? What's her name?
Cortana.
Cortana. Oh.
You know what I kind of like for the role? And her hair was similar. Who's the girl from Tron Legacy?
Oh,
she was so hot.
Yeah, she was, and she had similar hair in there.
Although, she looked kind of Asian.
A little bit.
Nothing wrong with Asians.
Oh, I know there isn't.
Also, another one that I think might be good, the girl from Night at the Museum, the second one.
Hmm.
Oh, the girl who was the pilot?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was hot.
I think she could do it, too. I can't think of her name, though.
I'm trying to picture, like, Eddie Murphy as Sergeant Johnson.
I could see that.
Because he's been serious, he's been funny, he can do everything.
Yeah. I like Eddie Murphy. I would like to see that. Good choice. Halo, I want to see a Halo movie very bad.
I think you will. I think you will because it's eventually. Too popular not to be.
Well, it's another one that was in development but just fizzled out for whatever reason. I don't know. Okay, Sean, what you got?
This is going to shock you, I know, John. But... And again, I don't know. As sad as I hate to say this, I think Taylor Lautner would be a good cast for my number one, and that's Batman Beyond.
Okay, I'm out.
I don't know. I hate Taylor Lautner, but I mean, I think he fits the role.
Hate Taylor Lautner. You're Team Jacob, and you said you admitted it yourself.
Yeah, but
yeah, he's got a nice body.
Then I saw The Last Twilight, and it was awful.
I haven't seen it.
It's thrown me so far off the Twilight bandwagon, it's not even funny.
That's compared to all the ones before it.
I only liked one of them.
I thought you liked the second and the third one.
I tolerated the second one. I liked the third one. But the fourth one was as bad as the first one in my book. I hated it.
You know, it's actually kind of creepy, though. Like, I read the books because that's what was popular with the girls at the time. But Jacob in the first one is 13.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he does not look 13. Taylor Lautner.
Dude's huge. He looks exactly. Old.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if they took, like, Shark Boy and, like, got rid of all the getup and stuff, like, maybe that would work. But...
Well, you know, and this is, I hate to use the same guy over and over again, like Ray Park, but I think Taylor Kitsch would be another one that could play this. Because he looks younger.
Who is this again?
Taylor Kitsch.
Batman Beyond.
The guy who's in, yeah.
Gotcha. No, I think I actually kind of like your casting of Taylor Lautner. I think acting-wise, Kitsch would probably do a better job.
Yeah, that's true.
But
who would play old Bruce Wayne? How about Clint Eastwood?
I actually kind of liked it, yeah.
I think that'd be good. I'm not being serious.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Are you a Batman Beyond fan, Greg? Since you like
Batman? Oh yeah, yeah. I love anything Batman.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
Okay, my number one is my favorite video game series of all time, BioShock. Horror movies are my favorite, so of course I want a video game, my favorite like horror video game made into a movie. I just love the 50s time period look of everything, given that dark, menacing, evil look to it.
Have you ever played, you ever played L.A. Noire?
No, but I want to.
Yeah, it's, I know what you're talking about, and it's not, I actually haven't played BioShock. I played a little bit of it. I couldn't really get into it. But with the whole, like, dark, menacing, but still retro feel, set in the 1947.
Uh-huh.
But it's exactly the same way, except you're a detective, of course. But that's another game you should play.
Yeah, I'm going to need to give that one a try, then. I always looked interesting in the commercials.
Yeah. Because, you know, that has a lot to do with BioShock, but...
Yeah, but I think... If this movie was done right and they get the background, the scenery, the way that they had the scenery in the video game, they got to have some kind of like artistic Academy Awards if they pull it off in this movie. Because just in the video game, the Rapture, the city of Rapture is just it's like its own character. So good.
That's actually a really interesting point, how like it's almost like the environment becomes a character itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it plays a role in... Yeah, I know what you mean.
And so, Greg, you got any honorable mentions?
Okay, these are going to sound ridiculously nerdy. Well, this is the nerd list, so I guess it's kind of fitting. Yes. Are either of you Doctor Who fans?
No, I've been meaning to give it a try, but I have not yet.
Okay, well... Because of how long each episode is and the way they play out, it's kind of hard to compress it all into one movie. But I think if you could get Stephen Moffat to come in and, you know, write the script and stuff and have a movie that was supposed to be, you know, 2 hours, I think they could do a great job, especially with all the special effects given a bigger budget. I think that'd be cool. Actually, yeah, I think that's really the only... Of course, there's always, you know, like another Star Wars movie or... I had one. Anyway, yeah, that's really all I have to say is Doctor Who I think would be cool.
I
forgot one. Just...
Go on. Yeah.
Okay. This actually really should have been on my list. I can't believe I forgot it, and that's Skyrim.
I really want to play the game. I haven't played it, though.
Oh, it's great. Again, it's like Lord of the Rings. Just as a video game, but this whole story and premise behind it is great, so I think really should have been on my list, but I forgot.
The same people that make Fallout make that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But and the soundtrack is amazing.
I tried to play the third game in that series. Was it Elder Scrolls? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, it's, I could only really get into Oblivion, which was number 4, and then Skyrim's number 5.
Yeah.
All right.
John, what are your honorable mentions?
I just have one, because it's all that matters. I can't believe y'all don't have it. It probably was mentioned when I was offline, and that would be, they should make a movie about the life of Chuck Norris. Starring none other than Chuck Norris.
None other than Chuck Norris, huh?
Yes. You know, they can start with how his birth was the end of World War II. Greatness.
This might sound kind of obvious, but is this supposed to be fictional events or like an actual movie about his life? Like, do Chuck Norris jokes come into play at all?
Well, yes, they could. But you see, everything in Chuck Norris's life... wouldn't be fictional. It seemed fictional to us, but...
Fiction was only invented to explain Chuck Norris's life.
Yes. Yes. You know, finer words have never been spoken.
Anything else, Sean?
That's pretty much it. I'm good.
Okay. I need an animated movie of Mega Man. I need a computer animated movie of Sonic the Hedgehog. I need a live action movie of Castlevania.
Oh, nice.
I need a live action movie of Lupin the Third. I need a I need a computer animated movie of Final Fantasy X.
I need a bed. Because John's going to have more honorable mentions than we all had on our list combined.
Yep. I need a Soul Calibur movie to go along with the plethora of other terrible fighting game movies like Tekken and Dead or Alive and so on. The Young Jedi Knight book series needs to be made into movies.
I actually read that. That was good.
Ninja Gaiden.
Yes.
Justice League.
And they're making that, actually.
Yeah, that's going to be made.
And I Dream of Jeannie and Gilligan's Island need to be movies. I think that is it.
All right.
Maybe another Monsters. Greg, it was great having you on. Really appreciate you coming on and a great topic you suggested.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So once we let Greg go, Sean and I did our usual recording with the outro and reading people's lists. But for whatever reason, I'm having some technical difficulties with Audacity and I can't get that file to play or to work. So I'm now recording it on my own. We had two lists sent in this week. The first one from Arcult on our website. And he says, my list is split into two. 5 comic book characters / series and 5 books / book series. Comics. Number 5. Neil Gaiman's Sandman. Has been in development hell forever, and it's time it came out. Number 4. Captain Marvel. Kids and adults would love it. Number 3. James Robinson's Starman. Superheroics mixed in with realistic characterizations, reluctant heroes, and interesting family dynamics. Perfect for the big screen. Number 2. The Flash, Barry Allen. He's super fast, plus he's a forensic scientist. Make it a mystery superhero movie. Number 1, and you know I agree with you on this one, Arcolt. Wonder Woman, a butt-kicking Amazon princess. It seems so obvious for a movie. The whole fantasy and mythology thing seems to be popular now. Why has this not been made yet? And now his book series. Number 5, Something by Terry Pratchett. We really need more good fantasy satire movies. Number 4, Fox and Socks by Dr. Seuss. Complete with all the tongue-twisting lines, please. Number 3, Dinotopia by James Gurney. Dinosaurs meet steampunk. What's not to love? Number 2, Michael Moorcock's Elric, or any of the other Eternal Champions. Part fantasy, part science fiction, still awesome. I don't see how this could be bad. Number 1, Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce, because I'd just like to see somebody try. And then Andy Johnson sent his list in on Facebook. Number 10, Resident Evil. He says, I don't count the previous abominations as movies. Number 9, Portal. Number 8, Spartacus Remake. Number 7, Deadpool. Number 6, Spider-Man Noir. Number 5, The Darkness. Number 4, Dead Space. Number 3, Dead Space is good. Number 3, Game of Thrones. I'm a big fan of the series and books, but I would like to see a bigger budget given to this story. Number 2, The Cloud Garden, an amazing true story. Number 1, Bioshock. And you know I agree with you there. And now to wrap this puppy up. As always, you can call us at 901-466-6865 or 901 I'm on TNL. You can email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com and you can find us on Facebook. And this week on Messing with Sean, we need to send him pictures of our feet or pictures of your friend's feet. Now, I know Sean, and he doesn't have a foot fetish, so no worries there. It'll just perplex him. And his number one more time is 940-390-7678. That's 940-390-7678. And we'll see you next time with your top 10 list. Thank you for joining us on The Nerd List. If you have any questions, comments, or would just like to let us know your top 10 list, you can find us at thenerdlist.com, email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Music for The Nerd List has been provided by Steven Jurgen.